新闻，
跟着少年报导者一起打开通往世界的任意门。
After fasting during Ramadan, many Muslims actually gain weight?Ramadan is the most special and important month of the year for Muslims. Although they do not eat or drink during daytime, Muslim families will prepare a lavish and delicious dinner at night, inviting relatives and friends to join in breaking the fast together. Therefore, the dining table during Ramadan is not only the annual reunion among families and friends, but also a good opportunity for business partners to visit each other, exchange ideas, and build relationships.However, the change in dietary rhythm during Ramadan, such as eating large amounts of meat or having irregular meal times, can easily cause health problems in modern society. Many people suffer from indigestion due to overeating and drinking, and some may even gain more weight after enduring hunger and thirst for a month than before Ramadan. In the first week of Ramadan, the social atmosphere is usually collectively lethargic because everyone is still adjusting their biological clocks.The transition from eating three meals at a regular time to fasting during the daytime for a continuous month is often the most difficult period of physical and mental adaptation. In addition to psychological endurance, physical discomfort such as gastrointestinal issues, unstable blood sugar levels, insomnia due to eating at night, or headaches, nausea, lack of energy,and irritability due to caffeine withdrawal because of not being able to drink tea or coffee during work hours are common. However, in the Islamic tradition, the significance of fasting is spiritual reflection and self-contemplation. Therefore, even if hunger and thirst are unbearable and physical discomfort is present, Muslims are very cautious not to use foul language, engage in conflicts, or lose their temper during Ramadan.As a result, to soothe the accumulated stress during the daytime of Ramadan, the meals of breaking the fast are often particularly lavish and extravagant. Muslim fasting meals are mainly divided into the iftar dinner at night and the suhoor breakfast before dawn. Usually at the time of the sunset call to prayer, or azan, Muslims start by eating some dates or other sweets to break their fast. Then about 5 to 10 minutes later,They perform the fourth prayer of the day, Maghrib, and then enjoy the main meal of Iftar. Iftar is the main meal during Ramadan. To reward everyone for their hard fasting during the day, the dishes are usually rich and include substantial main courses. Suhu, on the other hand, is the breakfast before dawn during Ramadan. The meal content is mostly light and simple, mainly to replenish fluids and carbohydrates,and should not be too lavish. According to Muslim tradition, the first dish of iftar usually starts with eating dates. This is because dates, which are abundant on the Arabian Peninsula, are easy to preserve and highly nutritious. In the past, dessert merchants and nomadic tribes in the Middle East also regarded dates as an important dry food supplement.After a day of fasting, starting with a small amount of sweet and flavorful dates as an appetizer can help with digestion and boost spirits for the main meal. Moreover, since dates are said to be the favorite food of the Prophet, eating dates to break the fast has become a sunnah, encouraging Muslims to follow the words and deeds of the Prophet, hence starting the meal with dates.In addition to dates, iftar meals around the world also prepare cool and sweet drinks, such as coconut water and orange juice. Special flavors include date milkshakes and hibiscus iced tea. The purpose is also to replenish fluids and stimulate the appetite, as the following meals are likely grand feasts during the new year. Muslim families around the world have their own favorite and inherited main dishes for iftar.But the most common main dishes are meat dishes. For example, in the Arabian Peninsula, the tradition thareed stew is a staple. Thareed is a vegetable soup based on onions and carrots, with a variety of meat options such as lamb, beef, and camel meat. The dish is served with crispy baked traditional flatbread dipped in the tender and flavorful meat sauce, making it a hearty and suitable main dish for gatherings and parties. Different climates and dietary cultures have led to different iftar traditions around the world. For example, in Indonesia, the country with the largest Muslim population in the world, the most common iftar dish is coconut milk spiced stewed chicken. Among the younger generation of Muslims, there has been a trend in recent years to move away from traditional cuisine and opt for convenient fast food fried chicken to satisfy the month-long Ramadan meal table, as it is easy to store in the refrigerator. During Ramadan, Muslims can only eat after sunset, so the quantity and duration of dinner are often extended. As a result, in modern Muslim societies, Ramadan dinners are often accompanied by a large amount of snacks and desserts. After breaking the fast together, family and friends often drink tea, chat, and watch TV together. Therefore, during Ramadan, Muslim countries' television stations always launch primetime dramas with themes of family, friendship, and love, aiming to win the highest viewership ratings of the year. In the Middle East, soap operas from Turkey, Lebanon, and Egypt are popular brands for the Ramadan 8 o'clock slots. People watch TV and snack until late at night, unknowingly make up for the quantity of food they missed during the day's fasting. Besides watching dramas, Ramadan is also the social season of the year for Muslim politicians and business leaders. The cultural tradition of Ramadan is family reunion and sharing, so many business people and government officials who work abroad or on the go all year round return to their home countries to rest during Ramadan. As a result, many businessmen take the opportunity to host dinner during iftar, showcasing their generosity and financial strength with various traditional barbecues and campfire dinners, and using this opportunity to meet new colleagues and visit important political or business figures who are usually inaccessible. Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of Ramadan, is a global Muslim New Year celebration. In addition to wearing new clothes, hats, and family reunions, there's also the custom of hosting banquets and having 3 days of luxurious reunion meals. Generally, on the day of Eid, Muslim families will prepare chickens and sheep. On the Arabian Peninsula, they even present banquet dishes such as roasted whole lamb and roasted camel to celebrate and share. At the same time, Eid is also when Muslim families make traditional desserts. Each family brings out heirloom cakes, such as the Turkish palace dessert baklava, and the classic cheesy sweet cake kanafe, which are everyone's favorite snacks to share. Due to the promotion of sports and health awareness on the eve of Ramadan, Muslim communities and governments around the world promote the Healthy Ramadan campaign, which includes encouraging smokers to quit smoking, remind people not to overeat or indulge in excessively greasy food during Ramadan gatherings, and even launching fitness initiatives on social media to lose weight during Ramadan. However, in reality, during Ramadan, the healthcare systems in Muslim countries are often on high alert, and the number of medical emergencies often significantly increase in the first and last weeks of Ramadan. The World Health Organization says that fasting during Ramadan poses no immediate risk to healthy adults. However, in affluent modern societies, people often develop a compensatory mindset after breaking their fast at night due to not being able to eat or drink during the day. This leads to overeating, especially at night, which not only affects blood sugar stability but also affects sleep quality. As a result, there are more cases of indigestion during Ramadan and an increase in traffic accidents due to lack of sleep and reduced concentration. Ramadan is also a high-risk period for weight gain. Although people tend to lose weight quickly after fasting, the lack of water and sleep during the day reduces physical activity, and the habit of snacking and watching dramas late into the night, along with irregular exercise and chaotic eating habits, significantly affect the body's metabolism. At the same time, dinners during Ramadan are often rich in meat and fish, especially in the countdown to Eid. Every household is hosting reunion dinners, making it easier to gain weight after Ramadan. Additionally, the yo-yo effects of returning to a normal diet after Ramadan may further complicate the health issue of weight gain during Ramadan in Muslim countries.